God not only delivered Israel, he led Israel. He didn't just perform miracles, he shepherded them step by step. And he does the same for us. Notice he says there, God leads us through the depths. Go back to verse 13 there. He says, who led them through the depths? Who caused them to walk through the depths? You know, sometimes God's path for your life takes us into the dark valleys. Sometimes God's path takes us through difficult trials. Sometimes God's path takes us through those overwhelming waters and you feel like you're just about to drown. Think about Job, who lost everything, but discovered that God had a deeper purpose for allowing him to go through those things. You think about David, who wrote this in Psalm 23, verse 4, one of the most famous psalms that everybody knows. Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. What an encouraging thing David could say in the midst of the dark valleys he was going through. You think about the disciples who were with Jesus in Mark chapter 4. Jesus was in that boat with them, and they're crying out, and they're thinking, we're going to die, we're going to drown. But who's with them? Jesus. Nothing's going to happen to Jesus. His mission had not been fulfilled yet. He hadn't gone to the cross yet. Even when the waves were crashing, Jesus was there in the boat with them. God leads us sometimes through the depths. But notice what verse 14 goes on to say. In those times, God has a purpose and he wants to give you rest. He wants to give you rest. Notice that second part of verse 14 that says, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. God's purpose in leading us, even through those valleys, even through the troubles, even through the overwhelming waters, is never to wear you out, but to bring you into his rest. Israel found rest in the Promised Land. God blessed them tremendously. It was a land just like God had said it was. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. It was a promised land. They found rest there, but they forgot about God. You know where we find rest as New Testament believers? We find rest in Jesus Christ. Isn't that what he said in Matthew 11, 28? He said, come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. So often we desire and we long for rest. Lord, just give me some rest from the weary things that I'm having to deal with in life. The only place you're going to find that is in his presence. Even in the valley, even in the storm, you can find rest and peace. Because notice what the ultimate purpose is here, is that God glorifies his name. Ultimately, verse 14 says that God led them through these times to make for himself a glorious name. His goal wasn't just their comfort. So often that's what we think about when we go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I'm praying to you about my comfort. Ease this pain I'm going through. Ease this heartache I'm going through. Lord, relieve this stress and this pressure. When the Lord's saying, I want to take you through this to bring glory to my name. His goal wasn't just their comfort. His goal was his glory. You think about this in the Old Testament when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you remember them? They were thrown into the fiery furnace because they would not bow to the false gods there. And when they came out of that fiery furnace, it wasn't just that they were spared physically. That wasn't the whole point of that miracle, was it? They came out, they didn't even smell the smoke on them. That wasn't the whole point, that they were delivered from this fiery furnace physically. It wasn't just that they were spared. It was to bring glory to God's name. Because you remember what the king said? The king, a godless king, an ungodly king who didn't know God. He said, no other God can save like this God. What a testimony. You think about when Paul endured all those hardships, the beatings, the shipwrecks, the imprisonment. All of that wasn't just that God would deliver him physically from that he survived. It was so that God's power would be displayed through his weakness. When you don't